The book of Isaiah has many, many prophecies in there. And this book is divided into three sections, with the first part leading to the Babylon captivity, the second about the redemption and restoration of Israel, and the third section of Isaiah deals with the Messianic kingdom. The part I'm going to read to you today is the second part from Isaiah. It's Isaiah chapter 43. And this is called is a book of comfort. And I'd like to read from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 21. But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you. I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. All the nations gather together and all the peoples assemble. Which of their gods foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things? Let them bring in their witnesses to prove they were right, so that others may hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no god was formed, nor will there be any be one after me. I am the Lord. And apart from me, there is no Savior. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed, I, and not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, and from the ancient days, I am He. No one can deliver you out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send to Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians in the ships in which they took pride. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says, he who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and the reinforcements together. And they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me and the jackals and the owls because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself that they may proclaim my praise. The passage that I just read talks about the redemption of the Jews and in turn the redemption of all of us who follow the God of Israel. Behold, I do a new thing. Behold is a word that is often used to make something exciting, fascinating, and attractive. It's a note of admiration. The word new thing is used in Isaiah four times. In 42 verse 9, 43 19, chapter 48 verse 6, and 65 verse 17. A new thing refers to something that you have never heard of, something that was not planned. It's unprecedented, unparalleled. Simply to say it would be the first of its kind. New things refers to such things that have never been done before in history. new thing is a new work of God. All your present glories will disappear. All your stars will disappear. When the sun comes, all the stars will disappear. When the new work of God starts in you, all your old glories, all your old self will disappear. The new thing shall surpass all those old things. Likewise, when a new thing comes into your life, all the old things will disappear. They will lose their prominence. They will lose their pride. They will lose their glory and radiance. Those old things will be gone. You can't live in those past glories anymore. The new thing takes precedence over it. It's a new blessing. The blessings which you will enjoy, which you will experience, which you will own, will be new to you and to others, beyond imagination, beyond expectations. Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. God's words are fresh every morning. New compassions, new mercy, new grace, new life, and new opportunities. Even the cells of our body are rejuvenated every day. Look around, we can see spring is coming. A new season brings new life. Give room for God to do work in your life. Don't just give him your plans that you've made up. Give him your schedule to approve. But let God write his plans for you, his purposes, and his destiny for you. Surrendering to God will bring greater changes in the future course of your life. He will change your life. Your existence becomes more meaningful, purposeful, and useful to you and to others around you. Because when Jesus becomes a part of your life, the surrender to him leads you to enjoy the free pardon, the free justification, and the free sanctification, and finally, eternal life. He will change your disgusting things, disgraceful things. He will change your dishonors. He will change your disappointments. He will change you and your thinking about yourself, about your potentials, about your skills and your talents. Commitment can bring greater changes in your life. Therefore, fear not, because your future things will be better than the past events and past things if you surrender all to God. This will certainly bring changes into your life. I am with you forever and ever. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. We fail to see the changes in our life when we resist the new work of God. We don't want to come out of our comfort zones. Open your eyes and see the changes which come forth when you follow Jesus. Don't you know that you are my chosen? I have formed you and redeemed you and called you by your name. Don't you know that you are precious to me, that you are honorable to me? Don't you know that you are more than a pagan, foreigner, slave, rejected land, dejected person, but you are mine? Don't you know that I have chosen you so that you may know me, you may believe me, and you may understand me? Don't you know that you are created and chosen for my glory and my praise? You will show forth to the people that glory in your life. Don't you know that you are my witnesses? The knowing God, the knowing of God, tasting the sweetness of God, having an intimate relationship with God, closely walking and talking with God, leads you to witnessing for him. Don't you know that you are the witness of God and that Yahweh is the only God? We have been given so much. All we have to do is open the door and let Jesus in. Amen.